Definitely, after listening to the children and daughter, such wonderful things that have been said about Menashe Israel, I will tend to repeat a few of those words, but it would be worthwhile repeating it, is it so? But when I am talking, I am sure his personality was known to the community so well. What he contributed, what he did, his presence, everything, his involvement. And the longer we live, the more we come to understand and realize that death is an integral part of life. And we cannot have one without the other. The time allotted to each one of us is not the same, whether it is in length, whether it is in beauty. There are those who are privileged to spend a long time and sunlight day in the garden. And for others, the day is shorter and the sun sets more quickly. But inevitably, there are, for all of us, storms together with sunset, sunlit sky. The most important thing in our life is that each moment that we live, we create precious memories throughout the relationship with others and how we deal with the challenges that confront us. We have come today, daughter Nancy Melman with her husband Pesach Melman, brothers Dan and Michael Israel, beloved grandchildren, those who are here, Jake Israel and Talia Israel, and later I'll mention all of the children and grandchildren, as well as many family and friends, all of you members of our community, to bid farewell to our beloved friend Menashe Israel. He was a good and wonderful father, a grandfather and great-grandfather, a good and dedicated friend, and overall a good man, so we'd like to say. But he was an institution at our Rebbe Tzarot family and congregation in his own right. When we talk about death, is the ultimate mystery and the most personal. Almost every crisis in life can be shared with someone, whether it is a spouse, children, grandchildren, friends. Our rabbis tell us that to death we go alone. It is the nature of man to fear that solo journey. And Judaism and Torah speak to that deep-rooted fear by teaching us that God is with us, even in death. I saw a poem reportedly that was found on the body of a fallen soldier in World War II. It tells of how one man drew the courage to confront death. And this is what he wrote. "Look, God, I have never spoken to you. But now I want to say, how do you do? You see, they told me you didn't exist, and like a fool, I believed all this. Last night, from a shell hole, I saw your sky. I figured there and then, they had told me a lie. Funny. I had to come to this hellish place before I had time to see your face. Well, I have to go now, God, goodbye. Strange, since I met you, I am not afraid to die." A soldier discovered God in what he believed to be a God-forsaken killing ground. And on the strength of that discovery, he finds the fortitude to confront death. And that soldier is spiritual kin to the psalmist who rejoice that in the direst of circumstances, man need not to walk alone. And in Psalm 12:3 we mention, "Gam ki alech vegetz al mavet, lo irara ki ata imali." Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That was a soldier. But Menashe Israel didn't need such a shock to come to such a realization. He was the kind of person he was constantly aware of his maker, of his God. He was a Yerei Shamayim, God-fearing. And he encapsulated that in his life by what he dedicated himself to the synagogue, to the community, to the family, to the children, grandchildren. They were everything of his life, and he employed all his ability to strengthen those things. Menashe Yisrael was 96 years young, we know, and was born December 20, 1922, in Seattle, Washington, to his beloved parents Isaac and Sarina Israel, with his brother Yosef, Zichron Livracha. He passed away quietly on last Wednesday, that was surrounded by his loving children. Menashe was a proud graduate from Garfield High School and the University of Washington. Thank God for all those institutions. All our people have gone there, and we enjoy the benefit of them. He was raised in Seattle by his parents and in the Sephardic way. And he also was a real Seattle native pioneer. True to his roots, he had a cadre of great friends, people who became very prominent in our community and even in our synagogue, Rabbi Sadon, from the wide spectrum of our community. And Ashe was a true Renaissance man. And he started work as a bookkeeper with Pioneer Office Equipment, and then he worked for himself, as a nice, good Jewish person does. In the business of office equipment, he was also a lover of all kinds of music, as you mentioned, you know, was mentioned before. But he was a historian of jazz music. And he knew so many musicians and kept record of so many recording artists. I think if I would have been listening to him, I wouldn't complain. I love that. He was part of the board of Edrav Sarot and became his co-recording secretary for over 55 years. Now, not just a recording secretary. He was so attuned about the entire community of Edrav Sarot that he had an encyclopedic knowledge of the entire community, and he became its guardian and its historian. A lot of the information getting from the family, but also from my friend David Biha, with part of the family as well. And but what I noticed every time I came to contact with him, he always quiet way, he was humble, never showed off. And he disliked arrogance, did not care for attention, cared about safety and the welfare of his children, the most important. He liked to sing in the choir at the Edrav Sarot, loved sweet food, I think you mentioned too. Make sure that there is no cheese in them. But cookies, and he loved Sephardic food. He was very tall, that's what I know, and handsome. Always very personable, but very modest looking. He enjoyed acting, and he belonged to the Jewish community drama group. It was the only acting he did in his life. You know when? When everybody knew he was acting. Because in life, in his entire life, he was genuine. Inside out, Tocho Kevaro, as we say. October 2017, he went to the summit. In June 2018, at the Klangalan home, I like to argue, but I heard the real reason, simply to get to the enjoyment of debate. That's very Jewish. He could make a family tree, and he liked to trace his genealogy because he was very proud of his ancestry, coming from a very sharp and creative rabbinic mind. I saw the chart where it's coming from 1600, already it was from Egypt, from there, I don't know, but it seems to be, and from the family, all great rabbinical sharp mind of Israel, that the name of the Jewish people and the name of what they represent and what the best thing that Jewish people have. And I would like to take this opportunity, I know that it's taking the time, but I appreciate this letter. This is from Professor David Nahr. He translated one of the in correspondence, one of the grandfather Chacham Nissim Israel, and he would be called a testament. Sometimes you don't have to mean testament that you inherit money or anything like that, but inherit wisdom, leaves you with something, and it's very interesting to me. And it was, of course, in Ladino, and it belonged to the Latin eros as well. And it's right, it's translated, Professor Davina translated this, and it's a testamento, Be'edrata El. Please God, help some of you understand what it is, but if not, then the English is very simple. Testamento por vosotros mis hijos Yishak. I would call him Jacob. And then he said, An Moshe Israel, Neram Yair, the light should always shine bright. Vistos mis sufrienzas me viene, I see what suffering is coming, muy cercano despartirme de vosotros, desadobos la vida, and I'm going to leave you with life. Cuando guardares los siete días según nuestras tradiciones. And this is very interesting to me, you know, in point of view of the ritual, Jewish ritual, what you do. He said, cuando guardares los siete días según nuestra tradición, when you keep the 7 days according to our tradition, si ves que vos causara daño en vuestros bienes, if you find out, it's going to be a lot of loss in your business because you are sitting down, Lucifer. He said, al tercer día, a las 10 de la mañana puedes ir y mirar a vuestro hecho y tornar temprano por mor de la minja y de arbit. He said, the third day, you can go and look at your business to make sure that there's no losses in that. But then you come before minja and arbit and come back home and to fulfill the Shiva. And you know, onde fuese que entregare mi alma, wherever my soul departs, wherever I die, he said, a los siete días debes pasarlo en tu casa, querido Jacob. He said, you should always make the Shiva at home, querido Jacob, not anywhere else. Naturalmente, el mercado debe ser de tu casa siempre. Always even the mercado, you make it at home. This is how our community used to do all the time in Israel. So, el Nusa de mi Ashkaba es el siguiente. I think you should adopt that Nusa of Ashkaba because it's incredible. It's very, very, very short. But how we say it in Ashkabat, it includes what we call Tziduk Adin, okay, justification of the judgment of God, which we don't do in our Ashkabat, only at the moment of when we are taking the casket, but not every day in Ashkabat. And this is very interesting to me, the way he wrote, so beautiful. Se no quiero que me diga ningún speech, discurso, ni ningunas alabaciones. He said, I don't want you to make any speeches. Don't talk about so many praises for me, porque todo lo que hablarán for me es mentira. Whatever they're going to talk about me, it's false. Can you imagine? That's the spirit. Incredible. He said, no vos pase por idea de meter mi postrero fotografía en mi tumba. He said, don't ever even imagine to put a portrait of me, you know, in the on the tombstone. He said, en mi tumba vas a escribir mi nombre. What are you going to write there? You are going to write my name, mi edad, my age, mi data del día, del mes, del año. When he passed away, that's all the months and of the year, and that's all. He said, "Tocate a la mamá." Now, tocante a la mamá, that's now is very wide. He said, as far as mommy is concerned, your mother, he said, no tengo cuál escribir otro. I don't have anything to say except to tell you, como buenos hijos, ya estás haciendo más de vuestro deber. He said, as good children, you are doing just exactly what you know what to do with your mother. She didn't say, don't say anything about your mom, because she deserved it. Anyway, quedo bendiciendo de toda mi alma. I bless you with all my heart, my soul. A vosotros hijos, tías, tiernos, son, daughter, grandchildren, you know, hermanas y nietos, and his nietas, you know, and great grandchildren. Que alegréis días y años con salud y en reposo, amén. You know, you should have always simcha in your life and so on. It's an incredible short, but it's beautiful. So I really give the Hadak world to Professor Rina for that, and that's what he had. And he was very, very happy that ultimately was able to translate that, so that after 70 years we could really know exactly what was written in that, in those letters in written in Ladino, in cursive, in the letreo, no? So, your words were upbeat and had a great sense of humor, we know. He was never in a hospital until the age of 80. And he loved the Mariner, the Seahawk, and the Huskies. Everything Seattle, because he loved Seattle. He was not only a historian of David Zaru, but also of Seattle as well. One thing he lamented was when the city discontinued the cable cars from Leschi to Pioneer Square office equipment where he worked. And we are complaining about those cars now. He had a strong sense of values, fairness and open-mindedness. Was blessed with grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Baruch Hashem. And the grandchildren, Shlomo, Melman, Rivka Friedman, with the husband, Eitan Friedman, and they are the great-grandchildren, Reina, Chloe, Uriel, Maya, then Jonathan Melman, to Mary Libby Melman, Rivki Melman, Yitzhak, Nashon, Moshe Melman, Jake, Israel, and Talia Israel were mentioned. And I would like to leave you with just a thought like this. A father, a babu, too. This is the legacy that we have from you. You taught us love and how to fight. You gave us strength. You gave us might. A stronger person would be hard to find. And in your heart, you were always kind. You fought for us all in one way or another. Not just as a papu, not just as a father. For all of us, you gave your best. Now the time has come for you to rest. So go in peace. You have earned your sleep, your love in our hearts. We will always eternally keep. You can shed tears that he is gone, or you can smile because he has lived. You can close your eyes and pray that he will come back, or you can open your eyes and see all he is left and done. Your heart can be empty because you can't see him, or you can be full of the love you shared with him. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember him and only that he is gone, or you can cherish his memory and let it live on. You can try and close your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what he would want. Smile, open your eyes, love, and go on. Tehen nishmato tzrura v'tzrura chaim v'gan eden. Amen. Amen.